All right, let's now turn our attention to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 39. Lord's Day 39, we are now on the fifth commandment, and Heidelberg Catechism is going to exposit or summarize what the scriptures teach about how we are to obey the fifth commandment. All right, that's found on page 43. Please respond to the question. What does God require in the fifth commandment?
That you shall honor, love, faithfulness to my father and my mother, and to all in authority over me, submitting myself with due obedience to all your instructions and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand.
Congregation, typically in a catechism sermon, I address the whole congregation, and usually it applies to adults, but today I want to speak to the little ones. So, boys and girls, if I could have your attention for a few minutes. That God tells you to honor your mom and dad. I'm sure you've heard that. To honor your father and your mother. But what does honor mean? And how are you to do that? Well, I'm going to give you three steps or three ways that you can honor your father and your mother, your mom and dad. And the first thing and how you honor mom and dad is to have listening ears. Listening is very important to God. In fact, listening is so important that God didn't just give you one ear. He gave you how many ears? Two ears. Right? And when you are listening to mom and dad, what you are saying is, Mom, Dad, you have the authority. Mom and Dad, I trust you, and I'm ready to obey. Also, the more you listen, the more you have listening ears, the more you learn. You learn new things. The world that God has created is so big. And how we live in God's world is also a lot of different information. And guess what? Your mom, your dad, is going to teach you all these new things. So that's why it's so important to have listening ears. Secondly, how you honor your mom and dad. You honor your mom and dad by loving them. By loving them. Which you can love your mom and dad with your words by simply saying, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. Or you can say, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Or simply, listening, right? You love your mom with your hands and feet as well. And you love your mom with your hands and feet by obeying right away, all the way, the happy way, right? And so, but also, you can love your mom and dad even when they make mistakes. Because just like you, your mom and dad are sinners. Meaning they make bad choices sometimes. Meaning they also are, sometimes they also disobey God. But you know what? Your mom and dad love Jesus so much that they're going to tell you, son, daughter, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Your mom and dad are not perfect, but Jesus is. And they're going to point you to the love that Jesus has for them, for your mom and dad, and the love that Jesus has for you. All right. Lastly, so listening ears by loving your mom and dad. And lastly, you honor your mom and dad by being faithful. That's a big word, right? What does faithful mean? It means that you obey today, and then you obey tomorrow, and you obey and listen the next day, and you obey and listen the day after that. That's what it means to be faithful. But do you know God is also faithful to you? Yeah, God is always faithful to you because you belong to Him. You are His covenant child. The day when you were a baby, that water hits your head, that means God, you belong to God. Right? And God, every morning you wake up, every time you go to bed, God is with you. And you get up in the morning, you get hungry, God feeds you. He clothes you. He gives you all that you need every single day. And the biggest blessing that God has given you, boys and girls, is your mom and dad. Because God uses your mom and dad to give you all of those good things. Alright? So let's summarize. How do you honor mom and dad? By having listening ears, by loving mom and dad, and by being faithful. And one last word to you boys and girls. There's going to be days that are hard. It's hard to obey. Big emotions. You get disappointed. You get embarrassed. You get angry. And it's going to be hard sometimes to obey mom and dad. But that's why you need to pray. And mommy and daddy are going to help you to pray, to ask God for strength. To give you the strength to obey. To give you the strength to love mom and dad. So it's very important that you ask God to help you. Alright? And parents, God has given you little learners, which means you need to love teaching them. Teaching them all about God's creation. Teach them about not only to know God's word, but to love God's word. What an amazing privilege that you have been given. But just like you, just like your children, you too need God's help. May we all seek the Lord Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross for all the times we dishonor our Heavenly Father and those whom our Heavenly Father places in our lives. Amen?
Amen.